We pay tribute in April to the wisdom and foresight of our forefathers who voluntarily and enthusiastically signed the deeds of cession. They were not forced or coerced or threatened to align themselves with the United States of America. They chose to form a union with the United States of America, then and now, the greatest nation on earth. In the deeds of cession, the United States promised to protect our lands and our culture. And the United States kept their word and showered us with blessings of our associations with the world's greatest democracy. Our political road has been of continual maturity. In the first half of the last century, a council of chiefs merely provided advice to the naval governor. But starting in 1948, we started to elect Faipule to a newly civilian governance, the FONO, in preparation for the transition of civilian government in 1951. By the end of 1970s, American Samoa was electing its own governor, and the FONO was enacting the laws of the territory. The days of providing advice were in the rearview mirror, and Samoans were back in the driver's seat. Our long journey to political maturity in the American system is not over. We are truly a self-governing territory, and our best days lie ahead.